Let me ask you to look again, please, at Exhibit 7. You say this is the floor plan at Illumina as of March of 1999?
Yes.
You started with the company in March of 1999.
March 8th.
Let me try to refresh your recollection. You said this is where Dr. Zarnik sat initially?
His office was there only for a very short period of time when I started.
In fact, didn't he already move to the big room as of January of 1999, before you even started working at Illumina?
No, not to my knowledge. He was there in that room when I was sitting in that cubicle. I don't know if he had two desks at that point, but it was still an office and Dr. Zarnik was in there.
How short of a time would you say was a short time?
I would say he was out probably in a month. I mean, it was a very short time.
So most of the time that you were at work, while Dr. Zarnik was working there, Dr. Zarnik was in the big room?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And this is the door to the big room where I'm pointing right now?
That's one of the doors, yes. That was shut later. There was a short bookcase put against it later, so I couldn't even get through it.
Is this the door you say you were able to look through?
Yes, there was a window.
What is indicated? What is here, in between the door and Dr. Zarnik's desk?
I think those say file cabinets.
Two file cabinets there?
Yes, I believe so. I don't recall exactly, but that's what it shows.
Where was your desk in relationship to your office?
Well, let me walk up there and I'll show you.
Okay.
My desk came out a little bit further than the door, so my desk was right here, and I sat with my chair sort of right there.
If you were sitting at your desk, you couldn't have a straight line of sight to Dr. Zarnik's desk.
No, I had to stand up.
You had to stand up and walk around and look out the door?
Stand up and walk over about one step.
How often would you stand up, look around your desk, and see what Dr. Zarnik was doing?
I was up and down from my desk quite often. I didn't spend... Do you want me to stay up here?
You can go back to there. That's fine.
I didn't spend a lot of time. I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time just sitting at my desk. I was up and down all of the time. I had to make a lot of copies in the copier room, so I was always up and down.
It's true you were out of your office more than you were in your office, your physical office. Isn't that fair to say?
I don't know if you could say I was out of my office more, but I was definitely up. I had file cabinets along that back wall. I was always in those file cabinets. So I don't know if I could say I was out more than I was. I was probably actually in my office more, but I was up and down a lot.
And I take it when you left your office, you didn't report to Dr. Zarnik where you were going on any particular occasion?
No, no.
Same is true for Dr. Zarnik. When he would leave his desk, he wouldn't report to you where he was going?
No.
And the break room that you said you saw Dr. Zarnik in from time to time, this is in the upper right corner there?
Yes.
Isn't it true there's a whiteboard in that break room?
Yes.
Isn't it true, from time to time, Dr. Zarnik held scientific discussions in that break room using that whiteboard?
Yes.
Now, you were asked how long you knew Tony Zarnik. Did you say you met him for the first time at Illumina?
In the interview process was the first time I met Dr. Zarnik.
How long have you known John Stulpnagel?
I met John Stulpnagel, I'm actually friends with his sister, and I had met him once prior to interviewing for the position.
How long have you been friends with Dr. Stulpnagel's sister?
A very long time. I work with her for years.
Were you childhood friends?
No, I worked with her at a previous company that I probably was at maybe 96 time frame, so I've known her for 5 or 6 years.
And how much stock do you hold in Illumina?
Currently?
Yes.
Including stock, all my stock options, or how much do I physically own at this point?
The shares you have now.
I physically have? I'm not sure of the exact number, maybe 25,000?
What about in terms of stock options?
Some of those are from exercising my stock options. I have somewhere around 50,000 shares of stock options.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Anything further?
We'd like to make an offer of proof outside of the presence of the jury.
Okay. Any further questions at this time?
Yes, Your Honor, just one.